If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe's spending accounts are all frozen because of fraud. And this is a huge problem considering the fact that he has to take his girlfriend to dinner tomorrow night. So we started chatting and we want to know, what do you guys think? Is it wrong to ask her to pay considering it's a brand new relationship? 585-252-9800, let us know. But Joe, before we get into that part of the conversation, how are you even hacked?
What's going on?
I don't know how I was hacked. I just got an M&T text at like 6 in the morning yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. So I was still recovering from my Saturday, and
we know
I roll over. I look at my phone, and I'm like, I did not spend $40.
PayPal.
No, that was not me through PayPal.
And $40, and that's, you make that in a week here.
No, actually. At least he's making money. We were like spending money to work here.
That's true. Okay, so because of that, they freeze your account.
Yeah, they say, we have temporarily disabled your card. You can call this number. I called that number.
Did you think at any point that this was a scam?
No, because I've gotten M&T texts before.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you got to realize.
From the same text number.
Yeah, they were just robbed last week in Brockport. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All their money is gone.
Yeah. Yep.
So they probably did this to everyone. Hey, we got to freeze your accounts for a couple months till we get this money back. So sorry for the inconvenience. So now your accounts, you notice it's frozen. Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, it's not going to be that big of a deal. I'll get to just like add money to my Cash App, use my Cash App card.
Correct.
I go to Perry's Pizza yesterday because I wanted some pizza and I could not use it. It would not let me add money to my Cash App.
He said you were getting pizza on Friday.
You couldn't even buy a slice?
No, he doesn't have any money.
No, I had cash. So I like thankfully keep a little bit of cash on me. So I was able to like still buy it.
You used your last $4 at Perry's Pizza.
That's it.
That's bad.
Hello, PXY, who's this?
It's Breezy's dad. How are you?
Hot toddy. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I know a little bit about finances. I had to help Joe out here. I mean, can he just go to the bank and get cash for the dinner? I mean, they do still accept cash, you know.
There's not that much money in the account.
That's a whole other problem. Yeah, he's having trouble because, you know, you have a little cash in the... By the way, why can't... You know, Breezy, you're talking about turning over a new leaf this year. This is an opportunity to maybe help our intern Joe out. Why don't you pay for their dinner tomorrow night?
I'm so good.
He'll pay you back, though.
I'll get you back.
Yeah, no, he's good for the money.
They always pay me back. And then I'm like, hey, do you have that $20 you owe me? They're like, I don't even know who you are. Buzz off, woman.
Todd, what would you do in this situation, Mr. Financial Advisor?
Well, actually, just last week, I had a charge on one of my cards that I didn't know, and I called them, and they were able to get me a card in like one day. And they They FedExed it to me, and I'm good to go. So I don't know what bank he deals with, but I would expedite that.
That was probably me putting the charge on there.
Yeah, he does. Sometimes they charge you a little extra to expedite the card, and that's money he just doesn't have.
But for me, I'm traveling back to Florida tomorrow, and I can't travel without my card. So
yeah, there you have it. Thanks, buddy.
But I do carry cash, but nobody takes cash anymore, so yeah. I'm really pissed off about that.
That's the thing.
It's a scam.
I can't use cash on campus.
Nope.
At all. Right. So nope. I have to have money in a card.
They want to keep track of every move you make. That's
why.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Todd, thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, good luck, Joe. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
He calls and he's a take out cash, and then he goes, they don't accept cash anywhere. So
yeah. So is it wrong if in a situation like this, you're taking your girlfriend out tomorrow night on a Tuesday.
Yeah, she just asked when you were going to see her again.
Yeah, so she's texting you, when are we going to get together? You made plans tomorrow night to go to dinner. Yeah. Is it wrong if Joe, because you're what, 2-3 weeks into the relationship? It's kind of official now.
Yeah.
Is it wrong if he asks her, hey, you think you could spot me? And I say 100% because you need to see right off the bat and test her the waters a little bit on how she reacts to this type of situation. Does she have your back?
Yeah.
Does she have your back?
In sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm conflicted. Like, I'm going to go to the bank, see how quickly they can get a new card to me. If they can get it to me tomorrow.
Honestly, I wouldn't even worry about the card. I would genuinely put her to the test because if she looks at you and she's like, no scrubs. You know what I mean?
Then, right, no scrubs. Let me ask you something. You've been out with her a handful of times, yeah?
Yeah.
Has she ever offered to pay for anything?
No, I mean,
but I
never put her in this situation to do so. I don't even let it happen.
It's not about that.
It's not about
Let's
that
say
at
you
all.
Guys go out to
you have
a
to
movie,
do at least fake out,
right? You got to do a fake out. What, you know, what happens if you guys go to like, anything, you go to the store, you offer to pay for something. Does she ever be like, hey, let me get this or reach in the old Louis Vuitton to try and help pay? Is she ever offered?
She reached.
The reach is there.
The reach was there.
But I mean, she's
dating
a struggling college.
I was like, no, no,
student.
No. And I put her hand down.
You're like, no, I make big money at PXY. Don't you worry about that.
We've all done the fake reach. Everybody does the fake reach, especially at dinner.
You've done it?
I do the fake reach. I've done the fake reach.
You've done it.
What girl's paying for you?
No, I'm talking about like at a group dinner. The guy's like, no, dude, I got it. Your money's no good here. I'm like, come on. The fake reach? I'm going for it, but I'm not paying. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. you're,
test the waters.
You're reaching, but you're trembling. So you're like, I only have $20 on this card.
There's been times, dude, where I've been out on a date. And, you know, the West Coast is an expensive place. And I've played roulette. I've gambled. I don't know if I had the money there. So when the bill came and it was $180, I was running to the bathroom to switch money over from my savings into my checking.
Oh, that's so
that's
tough.
Rough.
Thank God for overdraft fees. But I think you should ask her, Joe, and get back to us. Hey, I'm in a little bit of a... I've had a couple of...
I'm in a bind.
Do you mind paying for the dinner tonight? I'll get you back. I really appreciate it. And then see how she reacts.
All right. I'll shoot the text.
And if that's the case and she's like, cool, we'll go to Moe's, then... It's kind of a tall tale sign when you were planning on going to Black and Blue, and now you're going to Wendy's.
No, but I think, you know, she's a working girl. She's got you. If she really cares about you,
she'll hold you down.
You know, she'll tighten you down.
Big Red.
Every king needs a queen, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Every ATM needs cash, you know what I mean?
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.